Wake up, goddammit. Hey, welcome to the Taj Longino Show. Everybody does that when I say that. Welcome to the Taj Longino Show. If you have not, log on to the official website at TajLonginoShow.com and make sure that you download our official app available right now, iOS and Android. Hey, look, it's free to sign up. You can become a member for exclusive content. All right, so make sure you do that. Also, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, Taj Longino Show, and follow us on social media platforms. Our guest today, new album, legend in the game. This new album is called Promise to Love, and he's talking about relationships in an entirety, from the good, the bad, and the ugly. He's showing you how to repair, how to handle it, how to keep it together. So we're going to have an interesting conversation. A lot of features on this album. He's worked with some of the best in the game. I want to welcome to the show, Lavelle. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? So glad to be here, brother.
Brother, A Promise to Love. A Promise to Love. Why that title?
For me, it's my vow to the fans and everybody that I do love that no matter what we go through, the key and the thing that I think is missing in this day and time is real, genuine, true love.
Really is. Okay. I definitely can agree to that. So like I told you before we started, I wanted to go song for song. We're going to get there in a minute. But for those who are not familiar with Lavelle and not hip to your legacy, you know, let's take a few minutes and tell the people about Lavelle, who Lavelle is.
Lavelle is a guy out of Kansas City, Kansas, born and raised. Lavelle is a family man, a loving man, a caring man. Lavelle has a passion for what he does, and that's this music and just trying to get back to spreading good, positive music.
Now, I see in the background here, we got some plaques. We got a bunch of pictures. We got a billboard. Can you tell us what that plaque is, the one that's sitting right behind you?
Well, this one right here is the 2022 Iconic Breakout Artist of the Year. And I received that from Memphis.
Okay.
And then up there is a billboard. The song with me and Anthony Hamilton, Fell in Love. We hit number 4 on the reoccurring chart, and we hit number 11 on the billboard. So that's for billboard.
Speaking of Anthony Hamilton, you know, Fell in Love is a hit. You know, it's a hit. And, you know, so, and to me, if you have not heard the album is out now. You can available on all streaming platforms. Make sure you get that and go ahead and download it and check out the album. Every song on there has a message. Every song is different from the last song. It's not an album that sounds the same from one song to the next. Make sure you download Promise to Love right now by Lavelle. You know, Fell in Love was a hit. How did you connect with Anthony Hamilton? And did you always intend to have a feature artist on a track?
Well, I've been blessed to tour and do shows with a lot of the greats. And Anthony was one of the ones that I always dreamed to do a record with because, you know, his passion, his dream, his drive, and what he stood for. You know, it was like we lined up with each other. And that's just really just trying to push positive music because there's healing through music. So just really trying to show love, and sometimes it take a little longer to get there because, you know, in our day and time, is if we got the disrespectful music and the cussing and all of that, you know, that music take off. So when you talking about love and treating that woman right and treating that man right, you know, it take a little time. But, you know, he stands for what he believes in. And, you know, I just said from the first day I did a show with him, I was like, man, one day I pray to do a song with him, man. And when we did this song, when me and my guy Jay Sean came up with this song, out the gate, we was like, man, we really need to get someone like Anthony Hamilton on this record. And we sent it over to him, man, and the rest was history.
All right. So do you, is there anybody that you haven't worked with that you are, you know, wanting to do a collab with?
I would say there's someone that I would want to have done a collab or work with, but he's no longer with us. That's Trill LaVert.
Okay.
But I've pretty much been blessed to work with everybody that I want to work with. I've done shows with Tank. I've done shows with Dave. I've done stuff with Teddy, Key Sweat, After Seven, Elder Barge, John B. I've been blessed to Babyface. I've toured or done shows with these guys. So, you know, eventually I would love to do a collab with Charlie Wilson.
Okay. All right. Put that in the atmosphere, Charlie Wilson. All right, definitely. So you've toured all over the world. You've worked with some of the best in the business. What has been your secret sauce? What has been your recipe and your ingredients being able to last and have longevity in this game where so many come and go, especially after COVID? What's been the one thing that's been keeping you going?
I would say really, man, just me being true to who I am and what I stand for. Not saying that it ain't tough, because it's real tough, man. Before COVID, all 2019, I was with Uncle Charlie. I was out touring the world, singing background and lead vocals for him. And when COVID hit, it just shut everything down, man. So it gave me time to get back in the studio, meet up with other people, and put time into my own craft. So just really loving what you do, you know, and for me to have a taste of touring and being out there, man, it's something that I couldn't just quit. You know, I had to keep going and keep pushing.
Most definitely. Now tell us about growing up in KC and how it shaped you into the man that you are and the artist you've become.
Well, growing up in KC, on my mom's side, either everyone sing or play instruments. On my dad's side, everyone plays instruments or sings. So I growed up around music pretty much all my life. Drums was my first passion, you know. And then later on in life, around 12, 13, I discovered I could sing a little bit. But I watched my cousin, Michael Boykin. I watched him like all my life. Like, man, one day I want to sing like that. I want to be able to touch people like I've seen him do so many times. And eventually they gave me my shot and allowed me to start singing with them. And so that was kind of like my grooming points right there.
Okay. Now, when it comes to R&B today, right, when I see you make that face, you already know where I'm headed. So you go, I'll let you take it. What's your thoughts?
I think it's the definition of R&B. I think, you know, the new generation has taken it to their thoughts of R&B. But then I feel like the pioneers, the guys that have a major influence, just my opinion, instead of flowing with where they're taking R&B, you need some guys to stand and show them what R&B is, you know, because I agree, at some point it was getting lost, you know, because they started saying R&B was rappers, you know, rappers come rap on a song and that's R&B. And I'm like, that was not R&B. No. You know, R&B had a song with substance. It had a bridge. It had live musical instruments in it. And it told you a story and it made you feel a certain way after you was listening to it.
And so we're gonna get into the, and we, not to cut you off, but we're gonna get into how Promised Love made me feel once I had a chance to really play it back over and over again, listen to the words and listen to the messages in every song. Yeah.
So I just, you know, a lot of people ask me, man, why do you love being with the older guys? And I said, well, man, that's where the wisdom is, you know. That's where these guys, we got people like Charlie and the OJs and Frankie and the Osleys. Still, you got guys like that is still touring to this day heavily. And that's because, you know, it's the background, you know, what they brought. And I just feel like if some of the guys that really have a big influence and impact on listening ears, you know, if we can just touch in and go back to a little bit of that real music and let them know this is R&B, and it's still, we can still pull this off and be cool at the same time.
All right, I want to get into some of these songs on the album. I want to talk about Promise to Love, man. You know, first of all, personally, brother, you definitely got a very unique voice, and I was blown away by the album.
Man, thank you so much.
Now here's my question about the album, and I want to see your thoughts. This album to me kind of like almost was kind of like, it seemed like it came from like a personal experience. So was this album, when you put it together, was this more of a personal experience that you wanted to express out to the world and give out to the world? Or was this more of a teachable moment for people on how to love and what to do? Because you got some songs in there where you're giving out lessons in some instances about love. So was this more of a personal album or more of a teachable moment?
I would say all the way around. Okay. Teachable and you know, getting back to really just trying to help show someone along the way, you know, just trying to give a different direction, you know. And for those that catch on to it, man, kudos. And for those that don't, just keep listening, you know, maybe to grab you.
All right, so I was gonna go into the first song, but let me ask this first. What can single people and couples learn from Promise to Love?
What you can learn from Promise to Love is that no matter what your relationship go through, you can sustain, you can make it if you take the time to listen, to trust, and to love on each other. You can make it through.
2023, what's your views on the dating world and relationships and marriage?
Well, once again, I'm a young old soul, so yeah. I grew up looking at my grandfather and grandmother. And times have changed. And I think it's on both parties, on the way that we bring our kids up now. But this day and time, it's like the kids are raised up a little different. Some of the mothers are single, so you know, the kids kind of get the backlash of their definition of a true man or a father, and so that kind of comes up with the kids. You know, they raise that young lady up, A, not trusting the man, B, not depending on the man. You know, so it takes everything to a whole nother level and a whole nother situation. But you know, at the end of the day, a true relationship, a true foundation is something that I really want us to try to get back to. And I think if we can, you know, I may not be able to touch or save the world, but if we can just touch a few, that few can touch a few, that few can touch a few, and we can make a difference.
That's the plan right there, right? That's the plan. Yeah. So let's get off into some songs about, let's get off into the album a little bit. One of the songs is What Love Sounds Like, right? When I listen to that song, what I hear is you're kind of explaining the differences in the relationship. Like you said, one going left, one going right sometimes, and going up and going down. So kind of explain, and let's talk about what what love sounds like, and what were you trying to, what was your message that you're trying to get across to the listener?
Well, for the listeners, for what love sounds like, it's an organic song, and everything that's on Promise to Love is from my heart, and it's something I've been through, I've seen. But what the message is for that is that we're different. We are different, but something brought us together, you know. And we're in this place, we're in this spot, and we're not gonna agree on everything. We're gonna have disagreements, but at the same time, I wouldn't put nothing in front of the relationship that I have with this person. You know, when you truly realize what you love and what love is in your relationship, and you respect your relationship, of course, you know, we're not identical twins. We don't have identical mind process or things. So I may be cold, but you may be hot. You know, sometimes I'm right, sometimes I'm wrong, and vice versa. But at the end of the day, if we got respect and we can just communicate, we can get through it, you know. And it's a prime example of love, but we disagree, but I still love you.
Right. And today, I think some people feel like if you don't agree, you're not for me.
That's right. Yeah. And that's not, in reality, that's not helping your relationship. Because if you stand on, if it's right and you standing on it and you agreeing with her and it's wrong, or vice versa, if he's wrong and you agreeing with it, that's not helping him in the long run. So right. If your conscience is anything, you know, after a while you'll realize, okay, she was right, I was wrong, you know, then I can come back and then I can apologize, and that's how you grow.
And I think that's just learning how to communicate. Communication is one of the key components in a successful, not just a relationship, but a friendship.
Anything.
And people say communication, but I don't think they understand that it's how you communicate. It's the words that you use, it's the tone that you use, it's, you know, it's how you do, it's how you communicate. So yeah, definitely. But make sure y'all download Promise to Love right now on all the social, all streaming platforms, man. Definitely a dope album. Song Only If, one of the lyrics in Only If, he said, it doesn't take a man long to know what he wants and what he needs. And we, you know, that's been a debate hugely on social media. It doesn't take a man long to know if he wants to marry a woman. It doesn't take a man long, but that's debatable, right? So kind of explain, I want to make sure I don't misinterpret what you mean behind that lyric. So please explain Only If and then that lyric right there.
Okay, Only If is a song. As a man, you have to be in a place. You didn't went through some things.
Right.
You got a little maturity into you. You got some things up under your belt. You've seen some things. You've seen some good, you've seen some bad. But then you also seen what's good for you. You know, you seen what's bad for you and you seen what's good for you. And deep down, it goes back to what love sounds like. I may not agree with how she moved or he moved, but deep down, that's what I need to grow. So when I say it don't take a man long, a man that has been through some things and know, okay, she may get on my nerve, but at the same time, I need that to help push me to that other level. Or I need that for that drive that I talk about, that, you know, I want to do this, but then I have this person on the right of me driving me to get to what I'm talking about. So deep down, you know what's good for you. You know what you need. Now, that part is up on you if you're ready to really walk into that. You know, because and that's vice versa. You know, sometimes we can know what's good for us, but then, you know, we still want to dibble and dabble, or we still want to, you know, do other things. But in reality, you know, that's just like, you know, if you turn on a stove, you know, if you put your hand on that aisle, you're going to burn your hand.
Right.
You know, so that's something, you know, you know, this person is good for you, but it may be something that, you know, just trigger you to try it anyway. But at the same time, you know, the difference between right and wrong.
You know? All right. Now you mentioned Charlie Wilson earlier about singing background. I forgot to throw this question in there. The opportunity to sing background for Charlie, how did you come about that? And what's the biggest advice in the time you spent with Charlie? What's the biggest advice he gave to you?
Man, so how I came up with the Charlie situation is really just performing everywhere I can, everywhere I could. Big shout out to my hometown, because every venue here, my radio station, I was there. And so I had a promoter that had watched me for 2 years, and he said, man, I'm doing this show, and I watched you do this thing that I do for the last 2 years, and you actually handled it better than some of the guys we were paying 20, 30, 40, 50,000 for, you know, and you were right here. But when people left, they really enjoyed the talent, but your name came up so much. Was who was that guy that opened up, or who was that guy that did blah blah blah? He said, so I want to give you a shot. And he said, my show that I'm doing, we're doing it at this arena here in my hometown. It seats like 8,000 to 10,000. I think they sold out about 10,000. But he brought Charlie Wilson, the Bar Cage, the Daz Band, and myself. And so while I'm doing sound check, at the time, I grew up listening to the Gap Band. I grew up listening to Charlie, but I didn't know who Charlie's wife was. So I'm doing sound check, and I never forget it. We were down there doing sound check, and I'm the opening act, so I got like 30 minutes before doors open up to the show. So we doing sound check. I got my live band. And at the time I was doing Sam Cooke, A Change Is Gonna Come. That was part of my show.
Okay.
So I started the song off and I'm really going. And I look over to my right and I'm like, okay, who is this lady? You know, like, okay, she over there. Then I look over again. You got Larry Dawson from the Bar K's, and then you got other people from the Daz Band coming out. And everybody is like, who is this guy out here doing sound check? So I looked over again, and I done moved on to the next song. We only had a few minutes to do it. Before I knew it, Charlie Wilson was standing next to the lady that I'm like, who is this lady? So come to find out, they really enjoyed what they heard, and Larry Dawson said, look, man, you got a talent. I'm gonna beat you before Charlie, because this was the time Charlie came out with, here's my number, here's my studio number, my two-way, you can email me. So Larry says, I'm gonna get to you before Charlie gets to you. Here go my house number, my studio number, here go my cell number, here go my manager's number. He was like, and I'm Uncle Larry. And so I'm like, okay, thank you. So Charlie laughed at him. And that was the first show I did with Charlie Wilson. They admired me right off the top. And then over the years, I was blessed to just constantly work. And so I would go, we did James Brown Arena in Augusta, Georgia. Charlie Wilson's on the ticket. Fantasia's on the ticket. Lavelle's on the ticket. Okay, we leave there. They see me in North Carolina. Charlie Wilson is on the ticket. Joe is on the ticket. Lavelle is on the ticket. So he's constantly seeing me working. He's constantly seeing me moving. He's constantly seeing me going. And so over the years, we develop a friendship relationship. And like I say, 2019 Valentine's Day, he came to Kansas and I was on the show. Charlie Wilson, Elder Barge, Lavelle, and it was somebody else. And so I'm doing sound check. I leave sound check to go grab some more stuff. Charlie Wilson's man, security called me. He said, "Man, you still in the building?" I said, "Nah, brother, I'm gone." He said, "Man, you might want to get back. Charlie want to meet with you before the concert." And I said, "Charlie want to meet with me?" I said, "All right, man." So I turned around. I get back to the venue. So I'm going back to the venue, man, and Charlie's room is laid out, you know. So he's at the venue. He ain't leaving no more, but they got all the food and everything. He sat down and we eating, and I'm sitting here like, okay, his son was there, the wife was there, he was there. I'm like, okay, I wonder what this is about. And he said, "Vale, I've been watching you for a long time, man, and I'm proud of you." He said, "I got a question for you." I said, "What's that?" He said, "I want to know, would you go out on the road with me and tour, sing background, help me do some lead singing?" He said, "I'm getting older." And he said, you've been putting in work. I just want to know, would you do it?" Man, I wanted to cry, you know. I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it." He's like, "Okay, calm down, get you something to eat," you know. He was like,
That's beautiful, though. It's beautiful.
He was like, "So, when can you start?" I said, "I can start when you say. Let's go." You know, the next week, man, I didn't even know all the songs, didn't know the steps. I didn't know none of that, because if you've been to a Charlie show, you know, from start to finish, you moving. I was out of shape. But that next week, he had me in Oklahoma City. I was on the side of the stage with a mic. He said, "Just sing. You know, don't worry about the steps, just sing." You know, and so from that point on, man, that was like really, like that was my artist development right there, being out with him. Even though I've been blessed to do stuff with like Kim, Key Sweat, you know, your pretty much everybody, the OJs, you know. Like I said, God has truly blessed me to be around some amazing artists that's in the business. But that was like artist development, and I seen him. The impactful thing for me being with Uncle Charlie is I seen him with pneumonia, and we had a show, and the show was sold out, and the doctors told him, you know, don't sing. You know, they called in doctors because we was traveling, and they gave him a couple shots and medicine, and you know, this guy was bad. So I walked up and I said, "Pops, you know, if you need me tonight, I got you." He said, "I know you do." I said, "Man, you might want to just, let's reschedule this." He said, "Do me a favor." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "I want you to go out there and tell me what you see and come back." I said, "Okay." I went out there. You know, at the time, I didn't know what he was doing, you know. But for me being a artist with Charlie Wilson, you know, because I can walk through the stage and all of that, I'm like, cool, let me go out here and see what I see, you know. So I go out there and see that the place is sold out. So I go back to the dressing room and I say, "It's sold out, Pops." He said, "That's why I wanted you to go out there." He said, "Because it's not the people's fault that I got sick. I can't let them down. No matter what you do, take care of your fans and go give them your all and leave it all on stage." Man, that guy went out there sick as a dog, and you wouldn't have never known he was sick. Left it all on the stage, and from that point on, it was like there's no excuse for any artist to hit a stage and not give it all you got. You know? So that was really big for me.
That's an amazing story of how y'all just connected and built a bond, and even to the point where you called him Pops.
Yeah, I called him Pops. So
how did y'all get to a point? That means y'all pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, 2023, before, you know, I spent New Year's with him. Mm-hmm. He was in North Carolina, and he did a show, and I went out, and we brought the New Year's in together at a show. And a lot of people say Uncle Charlie, you know, but I call him Pops because, you know, of the things that he showed me within the music business, the things that he instilled in me, and the things that just given me an opportunity. The things that he done for me is something that I can never forget. So to me, he was more of a father figure, which my dad was. Definitely, he's still in my life. I love him to death, my dad. But in the music business, like, he kind of gave it to me straight. You know, he kind of stood for things that, once again, almost like only if he was hard on me. Mm-hmm. But I needed that in order to grow. Now, and it was up to me to run, or it was up to me to stand and take that learning and get better at it. So that was part of that. You know what I'm saying? You know, just he put a lot into me, man, and it, I think it's gonna help me throughout my years in the business.
That's what's up. Lavelle right here on the Taj Longino Show. Again, make sure you download the album. It's out now, Promise to Love. You go on Spotify like I got. The very first album that pops up, you go on Apple, so you ain't got to go search for it. Yeah. Just type in Lavelle and it's right there. Make sure you download that. So get back to the songs on the album. The next song that I want to talk about is Hooked with Raheem. And that to me was like your party record, your feel good, yeah, up-tempo, yeah, record. You know what I mean? And it was a different, there's different instruments in there. I can hear it. So it's more that step in. And so is that, am I pretty much accurate? Is that fair?
Absolutely. 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 Once again, you know, being blessed to have a relationship with a great brother like Raheem, sent the record over to him. And if you actually listen to it, you know, we giving kudos to people like Jodeci and Nex. Those guys, we incorporated a little something special on my verse where it say like KC JoJo, you know, and then he's saying, you be making it hard for me by next. And then you take that whole flavor, you know. And so it's just giving back, man. And Raheem, he blessed the record. No problems, no issues. Sent it over to him. Think I had the record back that night. Done.
One thing I want to touch on, and what's different in music today is like years ago, artists would, when they did a song together, they would be in the studio together. Mm-hmm. And that energy and that camaraderie that you create while you're there in the moment, right? It's so different. But now everybody, you know, the thing is now everybody's moving around so much, we send the records over through the email.
Yeah.
Do you prefer that, or do you miss the old days where people actually were in the studio together? Because you never know what comes out of working together in the studio. They might hear a note that need to be switched right then or right there. It could be a lyric, it could be anything. So do you miss that part of it, or do you prefer, or are you okay with the just, you know, sending the records over? Do you miss that, the good old days?
Well, for Fell in Love with me and Anthony Hamilton, we were actually in the studio together.
Okay.
So that was an amazing feeling to see that brother work. That was amazing to see how he moves, how he comes up, how he writes, how he arranges. So I definitely get what you're saying. Back in the day, we connected, we bond, we worked together. And I do think that in the future, that may be something that I would want to do, is let us get in the room together and let's gel, because it was so much that came out of that gelling with Anthony that for a minute, man, I was just like, mesmerized because of the way we both moved with each other, the way we, mm-hmm. you know, the thought processes, and LaVell, what you think about if I did this, and Anthony, how do you feel if you did that? And it was just, it was a great moment, man. And then things picked up.
Right.
And, when things pick up, like, you know, when the business started going back, it went back to, hey man, just send it over to me. Boom. How do you feel about this? I mean, and it's done. It's a blessing. But at the same time, you know, being in with that person one-on-one, it was a great feeling, you know, and I kind of feel that way with the record with me and After Seven, because we were FaceTiming the whole time they were working, and you know,
okay.
we had Damon Thomas in there with them in the studio, so you know, we working and it was a beautiful thing, man. So I prefer to get in the room with each other,
right?
You know. But sometimes time just don't permit, and you got to get it done. Then, you know, you deliver as best as possible.
What's up? LaVell right here on the Tyus Lounge No Show. Once again, make sure you download the album, Promise to Love. Now, I think you said this in the song Hooked. I want to make sure, because I want to ask you about this. You said, looking for you with a flashlight.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason why I highlighted that lyric is because that comes from a certain place.
Yes, right? Sir.
Looking for you in the broad daylight with a flashlight.
Yes, sir.
So what made you want to put that in there, and then you kind of left out the other key components of that?
yeah. Man, you on your job, brother. You on your job. You listening, man. You listening.
Listen to the details.
That's a beautiful thing, man. It's when you hooked. When you in love, when you care, when you happy, sometimes love will have you doing that.
Yeah.
You know, it'll have you doing that. It'll make you look for that person in the daytime with a flashlight. I'm looking for you, you know. But that's the beauty in it, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the beauty in it. But yeah, that's it.
And all right, I just want to ask this. I know this is personal, but I just want to ask this. I want to touch on something real quick. Are you married currently?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what would be your best advice for marriage couples? Not people that's dating, not people that's in relationships, but marriage couples today. Because anybody that's currently married and they're still married and they're still living actively in the same home and, you know, people are happy. What would be your advice to them? Because everybody's not miserable. There are some happy couples out there. And so what would you say to married couples today?
I say it's a learning process. Mm-hmm. It's a learning process. And it's knowing what's good for you, what ain't good for you. And I think the older you get, you think with the right head. and vice versa, you know, for the lady as well, because okay. you can have 10, 15, 20 minutes of pleasure can destroy your life, you know, it can destroy. So I think it's a learning process. It's a patient process. Mm-hmm. Promise to love. That's part of my relationship. You know, what love sounds like. We don't agree all the time.
Right.
And I'm not gonna say I'm stubborn, but if my wife feel like she's right on something, she's gonna stand on it. If I feel like I'm right on something, I'm going to stand on it. So we learn how to say time out, get back to it, and then eventually it'll come to us, one of us was wrong. Okay, I didn't agree with how you did that, but it wasn't what you did, it's how you did, and mm-hmm. this is what blah, blah, blah. And then we're able to talk about it and move forward. So it's a learning thing, you know, and like I say, sometimes it's not always peachy, but at the same time, I know what's good for me.
All right, that. All right, that's right. That's what I'm talking about right there. Giving out, and that's what we want to do right here. Educate, you know, entertain, education through entertainment. All right, so make sure y'all download Promise to Love. That leads me to my next record, Work It Out.
Yeah.
Work It Out sounds like a song that's a teachable moment.
Yeah.
To show people how to work it out.
Yeah.
Anything's fixable, right? With unless it's abuse or adultery, things of that nature. But
right,
most things are fixable if you know how to work it out.
That's it. Coming to Oz is that when you come to the eye that, you know, you may cook an egg with salt and pepper. I want my egg with garlic. That's something we can work out.
Right.
We can work it out. Like you said, if it's not abuse or adultery or something like that, you know, we can work it out. We're going to agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. So the key is finding your happy spot and working it out, you know. Finding the good over the negative on how to work it out. And I can't wait to, like, it's released, but each song on the CD has its own timing of when it's coming out. I can't wait to do the visual for Work It Out. But I'm battling between Hooked and Work It Out, which one is going to be.
Now, see, that's two answers, right?
Yeah.
If we think of industry.
Right.
We're going with Hooked, right? If we're thinking, you know, what would be the best, probably, I don't know, Hook is a cold record, man.
So I'm going to ask you something. You said if we go in industry.
Mm-hmm. Meaning, you know, the industry, they want a certain record,
mm-hmm.
right, that can appeal to the masses. You got Hooked, to me, has all the elements, right?
Okay.
It's up-tempo. They can dance to it. It's a clean record. You can play it anywhere, anytime, any day.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You can play it in any setting. So it could be let's say we at a major comedy, Kevin Hart comedy show, and that's his coming out record.
Right.
Or it could be, you know, we're in Chicago and we're at a, you know, stepping club, and it could play there, right? Or you can definitely play it on the radio, right? Then you could walk past the TV. It's on YouTube, and the video's playing. You just playing the songs, and hey, what the hell is that?
Yeah,
you know, I mean, it has that dynamic,
okay. Right?
It can play it anytime. Now, Work It Out can too, but Work It Out is more of a hold on. He's telling me something. It's more of a song you sit down and you
yeah, you it takes you a little more time to digest that in there.
Because you gotta know that you're talking to him.
Right.
And that you're trying to explain something. So this record is more of a, you lay back, you chilling. Because when I actually listened to the record, I was in my car. That's when I listen to music the best, when I'm in my car riding.
Yeah.
So I can listen to the details. So to me, if I'm thinking industry, I'm thinking money, I'm thinking tour, I'm thinking I'm going with Hooked.
Okay.
If I'm thinking, and don't get me wrong, if I'm thinking like substance of subject and trying to, you know, and I'm teaching, I'm going with Work It Out.
Okay.
It'll have a different impact, but Hooked, I think if you went to the label and you gave them both, they're going with Hooked just because they can see the money running.
Got you. I'm that guy that I don't like bumping my head. So, you know, I like.
That's just my opinion.
And I love getting opinions of others because at the end of the day, I'm the artist.
Mm-hmm.
You are a listening ear. So, you know, what you feel, so I take that. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
You know, I'm available for executive work as well.
I take it.
You know, we do this.
I take it.
Last song I want to talk about is actually Man and Me's. That's a record every man needs to listen to. That needs that. I mean, listen to it, hear the words. But Bring Back the Love.
Wow.
I love that record for a different reason, because what you're trying to do is exactly that. Bring back the love. Bring back that old school feeling. Just yeah. Bring back that, what's what I want to say? That genuine, unconditional love, man. So let's talk about Bring Back the Love.
Yeah. Bring Back the Love is exactly what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a time when music made you fall in love.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time, you know, when it you said something and it meant so much. There was a time that fathers, you know, were able to sit down with their sons and stir them the right way. There was a time that daughters looked up to mothers and respected their mother. So Bring Back the Love is exactly, it's the statement of exactly what it's saying. You know, if we can get back to a piece of that, if we can get back to an inch of that, you know, we'll have better control over a lot of things that has far passed versus, you know, where we at now with our youth and what I see going, you know, because me growing up, there was a time you had to respect your elders, you know.
Most definitely.
That was a time where the neighbors looked out for each other. And I know with me coming up, I was a grandma and grandpa's kid. So her neighbors, I remember it a few times, them actually getting me, you know. When they told my grandparents why they got me, I ended up getting it again.
Yeah.
You know, but then in this day and time, a neighbor better not touch your child.
Yeah. It's more of a mind your business. Everybody's mind their business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I saw a couple and little kid, I don't think he was more than probably 10. And the mother and father agreed that they were out in public and they were talking and, you know, everybody was out in public. Mm-hmm. But they were like, it's okay for him to say a few cuss words. You know, he can't say the horrible cuss words, but we can all engage like me and you talking down. And if he wanted to say BS or something else, or you know, actually say bull, yeah, you know, it was okay for him to do that. And I'm thinking, like, as a kid, I couldn't have done that in front of my grandmother and grandfather or my mother and father.
You couldn't even act like they parents were so cold back then, they knew before you even got the first couple letters out,
yeah,
what you was getting ready to say. Bam!
Yeah, dog, you said what the, I thought you was finna say something and you was hit. What the? So it was like you knew in your head what you could and couldn't do. And in this day and time, like I say, it's a different generation. And coming up, playing on games and stuff like that, that was something we earned. Mm-hmm. That wasn't something that's given, and it's backwards now. You wonder why that kid don't know anything about chores, but he knows everything about Fortnite.
Right.
Something's wrong, you know.
Yeah. Very.
So, and it goes back to that. What's good for our youth now, they don't even know. They may think it's harsh. They may think it's mean. They may think it's child abuse. But what's good for them, they don't know. Now, us, you know, we know those that came up in the era of respecting your elders. Mm-hmm. You know, you know that. In order for you to get on that Nintendo or that Atari, when you got out of school, your chores was done. You know, if your chores was coming home, making sure the kitchen was tightened up for grandma to cook, or when she was done cooking and you had to clean it back up, or getting that yard cut and cleaned, or you had to do the bathroom.
You had to earn it.
So once you got done with all of that stuff, then you had 20, 30 minutes. And then it was time. Well, even before that, you had to make sure your homework was done. Yeah, to make sure your clothes was ready for the next day. And then by the time you got on the game, you had 20, 30 minutes, then they said you had to get off. Now it's the other way around. You get out of school, you at the game, you come home, no chores is done, no homework is done. The teachers is calling saying there's no work being turned in. And it's just, it's one of those things if you know, we can get back to that. Can we get back to that? You know,
That's a whole nother conversation for another day.
Is it even possible? You know,
that's an hour conversation within itself. You know,
right?
Make sure you download "Promise to Love," man. We got Lavelle on the Taj Longino show. We've gone through almost every record on the album, with the exception of a few, but definitely, you get a clear, you get a real, very concise understanding of what "Promise to Love" is. And what you can expect from the album. I got a few more questions, man, before we close out. Your top three R&B albums of all time. Got him.
That you did.
Top three. Yes, sir. And that could be dead or alive. That could, you know.
Of course, I'm going with Drella Verne.
Okay, yeah.
I'm going with him.
Albums of all time. So what Gerald Levert album?
I'm going with I don't remember the name of the album, but
okay.
I know Casanova was on there.
Okay. I don't know the album. I know what you're talking about.
Me and Romeo ain't never been friends. Can't you see how much I really love you? Yeah. I know. I don't know the album name, but I know that was on there.
All right.
And then I'm going to go with, who I want to say, I don't want to say because of political reasons.
I probably guess this one, but I'm going to let you, I ain't gonna say it for you.
Yeah. I enjoyed his music growing up. I'll say that much. I think you know who I'm talking about.
I still listen to it. I mean, because I grew up, I was a kid when them records came out.
Yeah.
So I listen to it differently now. It's a little weird, but I still listen to it.
Yeah.
You know. But yeah, I definitely understand who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I'll go with probably Anthony Hamilton as well.
Okay.
Some of his earliest albums. Because once again, I'm not just saying that because we have a song together. He was somebody that I listened to. And then you know what? I'll go back. I'll say Al Green, James Brown. Like I said, I don't remember the album's names, but I know Love and Happiness was on there. Okay. And then for James Brown, Get Up, that was on there. I don't know the album name, but I know them songs was on there.
All right.
Then I could move over, but then would probably be my top three.
All right. It's been an online debate lately that some of the best R&B singers, producers, and magicians come from the church. Do you agree with that?
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Because that's where you learn at home. You know, that's where you get your start for the most part and learn a little bit about how to hold a note and how to, okay, I got you.
And then most importantly, there's a thing called talent, and there's a thing called a gift.
Mm.
Now, we all are talented. We all, like you, you're talented in what you do. You know, I don't think I could, do what you do. That's a talent.
Mm-hmm.
But then, along with your talent, your gift kicked in. So you dug a little deeper. You don't just do this, but when you do it, you do it with substance, and you do it with some meaning, and you do it with legitimate questions. Like, this guy done did his homework. He ain't just having no interview. I mean, a talented person can just talk, but when you put the gift in with the talent, that's what make it different. Because a talented singer can sing, but can you touch somebody? It's easy to, but can you do that and touch a soul? Can you do that and let that man know it's okay to love? Or that woman, it's okay to trust? You know, can you do that? That's the difference. And so with church, I think that's where you really get your connection with God, you know, or you know, whoever you serve. But that's where you get that connection, and you realize that others are listening, and it becomes personal. So that's where the gift and the talent it works together.
All right, man. Well, you know, you dropping. This is what we doing, man. Education through entertainment.
Yeah,
I mean, man, you are dropping a lot of jewels today, brother. One last question I have for you, and everybody answers this question different. There's no right way, wrong way to answer this question, right? But three keys to success of being, to become a successful R&B singer. What would be your three keys to success in that?
Learn your craft. Stay true to yourself. Stay grounded. Stay grounded.
I like that.
Stay grounded. I mean, even when you think you made it to the top, stay grounded. I mean, okay, I can pick up the phone and call Tank. I can call Anthony Hamilton. I can call Dave Hollister. I can call Charlie Wilson. But that's just a phone call. When you stay grounded, it keeps you humble, and it keeps you going that way versus thinking I done made it and I don't have to work hard to keep going that way. Because anything goes up, it's got to come down. So when you go down, you know, you planted enough good seeds that you have true people around you that'll bring you back up when you fall.
You know what? You might be, you know, you might need a microphone and a camera too, man. It's starting.
No, man. Hey, man. I can only give you what's from the heart, and I can only give you, you know, what you asked me. So that's the difference between the gift and the talent. You know, you put it together, man, and this is what come out. And you know, like I know, we didn't have no script for this. This is everything off the heart and mind.
Right.
So. You know, I can only give you who I am, man. So that's the difference, the gift and the talent.
That, hey, love it. Yeah. Organic. That's what I orchestrated these questions like this because when I listened to the album, I said, oh man, I got a lot of questions I can pull from just by listening to the music and the words. In great detail what he's saying, and there's a lot of what he's saying. So that's why, you know, I orchestrated that the way I did. So that way, not only for me, I can get the answers, but the audience
right
can know exactly what to expect if they never heard LaVille, or maybe they don't know LaVille's got a new album out, right. And they want to know, they need to go download or go get it. Yes, you definitely need to go get Promise to Love.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And I encourage my journey continue because you know, that's the first album that was out, man, but it's some great music on there. Don't Play With Love. I mean, that's some, and they playing that still on XM and through the world. So,
okay.
Yeah. You get a moment, check out My Journey Continues as well.
My Journey Continues. I got you. No doubt. And I'll hit you up and tell you, I'll give you some more, I'll give you my thoughts on that.
Please do.
Yeah. Most definitely. Hey, I want to thank you. For coming on the show, brother. This has been great. This has been insightful.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's been a teachable moment, not only for me, but for everybody that's listening. Y'all make sure y'all download that. I know I've said that 1,000 times, but go download the app, man.
Please do.
Download the app. Follow him on social media. What's your I don't know about Hart. I know it, but I don't know about Hart. What's your IG?
Everything is Lavelle BKC. Okay. That's LeveLleBKC. Y'all follow me on all platforms, Lavelle BKC.
And oh, let's ask the most important question for booking.
Yes.
Who do they need to reach out to?
They can hit me through social media, Lavelle BKC. And or if they go on there, all the numbers are right there.
Right there. Okay. Contact, yeah. Most definitely. Any and last please, okay.
And I do want to say if they are doing that, please shoot me something in my inbox as well, because sometimes people will leave messages in the website and they don't leave a name or, you know, we try to hit them back or, you know, it's set up. So sometimes, you know, there was some people trying to get to me last year that didn't have no return and no contact, but, you know, they were on their stuff. They knew a lot about me, but so, you know, just shoot me something. Let me know you sent something and me and the team will definitely be on it.
All right. Anything last you want to tell the people?
I just want to tell the people, whatever you do, stay focused. You know, a lot of obstacles are going to come your way, but keep pushing, keep fighting. Your dream dies when you quit. You know, you keep dreaming, you keep pushing, never give up. And I've learned one thing with the music industry. It's not how fast I win the race. It's just staying in the race.
Well, you got all kind of quotes today.
Oh, man. Yeah, you gotta stay in the race to win, man. And sometimes in the music business, it ain't as fast as we think it is, you know.
Right.
In spite of everything that you've seen me do, or if you looked up and seen, you know, me out with Frankie Beverly and touring with the Isley Brothers and touring with Charlie Wilson and doing shows with Anthony Hamilton, I still have struggles. So I have to stay in the race to get to that end goal. You know what I mean? Some people, it may just take off, but those are some of them guys that was here, but where they at now?
Yeah, you got it. It's about longevity.
Yes, longevity. And that's the thing I love with being with the older guys, you know, because them guys are still here and high demand for touring.
Yeah.
You know.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
There you go. There you go.
All right, man. That's once again. Oh, and when you decide which video you're going with, let me know.
I think I'm going to have to go on with Hook, man. I'm going to have to go with, because, you know, I know you probably never had somebody to ask a question with a question or, you know, what you was putting out, but I was curious for that particular reason, because once again, I just give you what my heart give you. But with you being a different ear, you see a different, there's no wrong or right about it. You don't see it like I see it, but
right. You
see it in the way that the consumer may see it. You know what I'm saying? So going through the other processes, you could be walking through a bowling alley and there go Hook. You could be doing it and there go Hook. But Work It Out is a song you have to sit down and have your thinking cap on of what is he saying. Hook, you Hook when you start listening, you Hook. So I think it's going to be Hook. That's going to probably be the next summer jam coming out.
All right, man. Like I said, I'm available for executive work as well, brother.
Yeah. You know?
All right, man. Thanks again, man. Lavelle on the Taj Lounge and the show. Remember, each one, reach one, teach one. And never forget, always, wake up, goddammit.
That's it. Where you from, brother?